If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Do you have questions that you would like to discuss with Bishop Lambert? Then make plans now to attend Ask Bishop Lambert at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come and receive a fresh perspective on some of life's most challenging issues, from family, finances, relationships, biblical principles, you name it. It's all open for discussion during this lively Q&A session. Ask Bishop Lambert is taking place Friday, November 6th at 7:30 p.m. in Bethel's main sanctuary, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit betheldeliverance.org. Do you have questions that you would like to discuss with Bishop Lambert? Then make plans now to attend Ask Bishop Lambert at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come and receive a fresh perspective on some of life's most challenging issues, from family, finances, relationships, biblical principles, you name it. It's all open for discussion during this lively Q&A session. Ask Bishop Lambert is taking place Friday, November 6th at 7:30 p.m. in Bethel's main sanctuary, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit betheldeliverance.org.
Speech is intimate because in most cases it reveals the heart. Speech is one of those things that you can drop it an octave, and it really can, if it's dropped in dropped the octave and spoken softly, it is something that can affect emotion. That man sits across from you and says, "You know I love you." You'll say, "Okay." But if he says, "Baby, listen, baby, daddy love you. He love you a lot." See, somebody said that works. Now, why? Because it's intimate. Words are intimate. They were created to be intimate. It's like dancing. Dancing is intimate. You think it's not. Dancing is not about your moves. It's about the connection. It's the connection that you have when you're looking into each other's eyes. You look in each other's eyes, and that eye contact brings intimacy. So there are some things in your natural that bring intimacy. Words were created for intimacy. Watch. God wants to have intimacy with you. You know how you know? He called prayer. And what is prayer? We've been taught that prayer is the time to bring your wish to God. No. Prayer is you and God talking. Think with me. If you were with your spouse, your significant other, whoever, and the two of you are, you know, kind of sitting there talking to each other, loving each other, saying those mushy things to each other, in the middle of that talk, you're not going to yell at the dog because you're kind of making, you know, time with your man or your woman. You're not worried about the dog, so the dog doesn't come into it. Why is it that when you're in prayer talking to God, in the middle of prayer, you say, "Now, Satan, the Lord rebukes you." How did he get in your intimate time? How did Satan get in? You and God are loving each other. God is putting that love on you. You are giving that love back to him. And you stop in the middle and say, "Now, Satan, I bind you." How did he get in there? What access did you give him into your love time? How do you think God feels when you're right in the middle of a breakthrough with him and you turn to address the devil? It breaks your prayer time. We speak in prayer irreverently. Listen carefully. I'm going somewhere. You can't bind the devil. Stop it. People are going around telling you, "Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus." That prayer has been prayed since I was a 14-year-old child. He's still out here. In fact, he's getting worse. So one of two truths have to be present. either we can't bind him or the binding ain't working. Many of us will pray, Satan, I bind you. Satan's not the one to be bound. Say, well, Jesus said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That wasn't a statement about the devil. At no time from Genesis to Revelation are you commanded to bind the devil. In fact, there's only one thing the Bible tells you to do with the devil: resist him. That's it. That's the only instruction that you have to dealing with the devil from the Bible. You can't bind him. Even the scriptures tell us that when Satan was contending for the body of Moses, the angel comes down and says, the Lord rebukes you. Now, if Michael, the archangel, doesn't say, I bind you, why are we saying it? It's a waste of words. Satan's laughing. They think they binding me. I won't be bound till the millennium, when I'm thrown into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. You spend too much time binding the devil rather than praising God, who can destroy the works of the devil. Don't you realize God doesn't get glory from binding the devil? He gets glory from giving you victory while the devil's present. Stop being afraid of the devil. Stop it. Stop all this preoccupation. Just because something's moving in your house, that's not a devil. Just because there's creaks, you're walking across the floor, the house is settling. Stop demonizing everything. I woke up, I saw a dark shadow go across the room. Okay, get your eyes examined first. Make sure it's not glaucoma. Then once the eyes are okay, then go to God and say, Lord, show me what it is. Now, I don't excuse the fact that it can be supernatural, but don't let that be your first result. Why? Because once you become super spiritual, your speech will become nonsensical. Study Jesus. Not one time did he bind the devil. Confronted with them, he cast them out, but he forbade them to speak. He said, shut up, hold your peace. Why? Because he knew that Satan's greatest weapons is to lie and to defeat you by words, telling you that the little thing that you have is something great. You have a little knot on the back of your leg, and all of a sudden you done turned it into a tumor. You sit and look at television. They got new diseases out. Danny Glover comes on. I can control my laughter for the parts that I play. But there's some people with PAD. So now you walk around. I got PAD. I can't stop crying. No, you're in debt. That's why you can't stop crying. I couldn't stop crying either if I owed the credit card company $65,000. I'd cry too. But the more you fill your mind with the devil's lies, that's why the Bible says, look, resist him. What does resisting mean? Tell him it ain't true. Tell him I'm not listening to you. You're a liar. And anything you bring me is contrary to the word of God. Even the devil's truth is a lie. Amen. You remember in Matthew 4, he came to Jesus and said, it's written, you throw yourself down and they're going to take care of you. Jesus said, don't tempt the Lord God. So even though you're using scripture, you're still a liar. Bishop, why is that important? Because your speech will mirror who's in charge of your mind. If the devil is in charge of your mind, you're going to speak the devil's words. If God is in charge of your mind, you're going to speak God's words. There's 168 hours in a week. God, in many of our lives, only gets about 8 hours a week. That means that we are taking in 160 hours from the devil. I'm going to exclude your sleeping time. But even during in that time, he can permeate your mind with things that are not godly. That results in negative speech. The more you sit and look at television, the more of that world you take in. You wind up being a loser because you watch losing programs. You can't stop it. Garbage in. I don't know this man. You're lying. You do know him. I'm telling you I don't. You're a liar. I saw you with him. I don't give a beep boop what you say. I don't know him. Yes, you do, because you got his accent. The world knows that you're a Christian. They know they can see your light. They see it shining off of you. They're waiting for your speech to betray you. They're waiting for you to have a word to give them guidance when they're lost, to give them a way out of darkness. But we have been so flooded with satanic speech that we give God junk instead of what's real. Philippians 3:20. Our lifestyle is in heaven. Our homeland, our citizenship is in heaven, from whence we look for the Savior. In other words, Christian, hear me. You are not only a citizen of the United States and the world. You are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. Now, when I was a child, I had classes called social studies. I don't know what they're teaching now. I don't know what they call it. Do they still call it social studies? Okay. My social studies class took us on this fantastic journey called the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, inclusive of the Bill of Rights. From those classes, I learned what my rights were as a citizen of this great country. Therefore, I could act in accordance to those rights. When I went to Rome, I made sure my hotel was close to the United States Embassy. Why? In case somebody tried to jack me, I didn't have far to run. And the only thing I needed to have access to that embassy was proof that I'm a citizen. So I never left my passport in my room. Why? In case something happened, I can show the officer I'm a citizen of the United States of America and I have carte blanche in this embassy. You are full of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God has tagged you. Whenever the devil comes and the things of his kingdom to assault you, you are a citizen of heaven. You do not have to accept the devil's lies, his sickness, his poverty, his depression. You don't have to accept his anxiety. You can claim your rights as a citizen of heaven and go before God, and the angel that guards the holiness of God has to give you access because you know the magic word, Jesus. When you say in the name of Jesus, pops right up. Lord, y'all don't hear me. I ain't gonna fool with you. I can't get no help here.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09415P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise.